AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Florida postal worker is in custody after landing a small helicopter on the U.S. Capitol lawn.
It made for a strange sight, a tiny gyrocopter sitting on the west lawn, its rotors slowly spinning. Capitol Police say it landed about a half block from the Capitol itself. They're not identifying the pilot, but a Florida mailman named Doug Hughes took responsibility, saying on a website he was delivering letters to lawmakers to draw attention to campaign finance corruption. The incident prompted street closures and a temporary lockdown at the Capitol Visitor Center as police sent a robotic bomb detector to check out the chopper. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Members of the jury that found former New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez guilty of first-degree murder say that his lawyer's admission during his closing argument that Hernandez was on hand the night Odin Lloyd was killed was a factor in their decision.
More corroboration, I would think.
Yeah, and everyone definitely discussed it.
Lloyd's mother, Ursula Ward, told reporters today,
"Just like God has left his footprint in the sand." My baby footprint is in my heart forever.
Hernandez has been sentenced to prison for life without parole for the June 2013 shooting death. President Obama travels to Charlotte, North Carolina, to once again point out the differences between his tax plans and those of Republicans in Congress.
I want to cut taxes for more than 5 million middle-class families who need help paying for child care. I want to cut taxes for more than 8 million families and students who need help paying for college. I want to cut taxes to help 30 million workers save for retirement.
Congress hasn't embraced any of the president's ideas. The House is expected this week to pass a bill that would end the estate tax. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 74. This is AP Radio News. Six-figure reward offered in the unsolved Times Square's bombing.
7 years and 6 weeks ago, someone apparently rolled up to the Times Square military recruiting station in the middle of the night on a bicycle, dropped off a homemade bomb, and pedaled away. No one has ever been arrested in the blast, but police and the FBI believe they're getting closer.
We've identified some persons of interest, so the investigation's progressing, so we want to keep that momentum going.
Assistant Special Agent Peter Tysis says the FBI recently upped the reward in the case to $115,000. No one was injured in the bombing or the similar middle-of-the-night bombings at the British consulate in 2005 and the Mexican consulate in 2007. Warren Levinson, New York.
Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton playing punctuation police when it comes to umlauts. Those are those two dots over the O you see in Swedish names such as Lindstrom. Dayton has ordered the umlauts back on the highway sign outside the town of Lindstrom, Minnesota. They were removed because of a change in federal highway sign guidelines. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.